This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time for us to get back to business. Got to talk a little Nats baseball, helping us do it. Best dude on the beat, our friend Mr. Mark Zuckerman. Zuck, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
It's going well, man. You know, the Nats started kind of rough, then got hot, won two series at home against two really good teams. Struggled a bit in Miami, but I want to start by talking about James Wood and just what he's doing right now. Like, what? How impressed have you been for a guy that's been in baseball your whole life?
I mean, I'm impressed. It's hard not to be, but at the same time, I do kind of feel like this is who he was supposed to be. And it's all coming together, of course, but we saw signs of it last year, and it's fun to watch a kid who has those kind of lofty expectations realize the potential. And now I think people even beyond the Nationals are starting to recognize, well, hang on a second, there's something special going on here with this guy. The home run he hit in Miami the other night, opposite field, on just a line.
That's an apple taco, right?
Yeah, yeah. And to a part of that park that, like, nobody hits it out of right-handed or left-handed. And I don't know if you guys heard the clip from the Miami announcers. They were, like, in stunned silence. They couldn't even fathom it because they hadn't seen a left-handed hitter do that there before. I mean, that's what this guy is capable of doing. And you're starting to recognize that maybe the rest of the league is figuring this out, that they've got a special young player here in D.C.
What kind of player are we talking? Like, what does this conversation become? Because we've seen legit stars here, Harper, Soto, Turner, Rendon, Zim. You know, I mean, we've seen MVP-type players. I don't want to get over my skis. I don't want to have recency bias. But, like, is Wood on that kind of trajectory? Like, the potential MVP-type dude? Or just a really good player? Or maybe we don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if we know that quite yet. I mean, he certainly has some of the skills that you'd look for in a player of that kind of caliber. What I think is fascinating is that, as you're just asking me that question, I'm trying to think, like, who's he really compared to? I don't think he does compare to any one individual player. I think he's kind of a unicorn. It's because of his physicality, his size. You're 6'7", but run as well as he does and hit the ball as hard as he does. You know, he's kind of like Aaron Judge in terms of the size of the body, but he's a better runner. He is a little bit more of a complete game, I think, than Judge has. He hits the ball the way Soto does as far as that left-handed opposite field power. So it's almost like this amalgamation of several different star players, and he's got little bits of each of them. And, you know, he may be that unicorn because he's 6'7" with speed and tremendous power. And, you know, there's still a long way for him to go to fully establish himself. But you can see the qualities that are there, and it really is, in some ways, it may truly be unique what he brings to the table.
Is his defense upper level as well?
No, not yet, and that's probably the one downside. Now, he came in with the reputation of being an excellent defensive player, even somebody who can play center field in the big leagues. And I'll tell you, when I saw him last spring, the first time I really got to watch him play, I thought to myself, okay, yeah, he moves a lot better than you think for somebody that size. And then he got to the big leagues last summer, and they put him in left field because of who else they already had. And the position was new to him, and he looked pretty uncomfortable at times doing that. But you thought, okay, give him some time. He'll get comfortable with it. He'll start to understand it. We haven't really seen a whole lot of improvement there from him. And I don't know if it's just a case of he's not as good defensively as we thought, or he is still learning that position on the fly. It's hard to say, but I thought it was notable the other night, Davey pulled him in the ninth inning for defense. He's also used him as DH now a couple of times when Nathaniel Lowe was out. And so it does make you wonder if they're already a little concerned that defense is not going to be his forte. It doesn't mean he can't still be a great player, of course. But to be the full, complete player that everybody kind of projected for him, he definitely has work to do in the outfield if he's going to, you know, realize that part of his potential.
I feel so old, I guess, but I still think it's weird when you talk about the DH and the NL, but whatever.
No, me too. I don't like it, but it's here to stay.
Yeah, it ain't going anywhere. All right, so we've had this awesome beginning of the season for James Wood, and he looks, I mean, we got plenty of time till the All-Star break, but like he looks like he'll certainly be the Nats All-Star. I do want to flip this thing. We are talking with our friend Mark Zuckerman here on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow Mark at Mark Zuckerman, Z-U-C-K-E-R-M-A-N. He is not the dude from Facebook. Zuck, Dylan Cruz, dude. Now, it's still super early. They're, what, 16 games in, 10% of the season in? But it's not great.
It's not great so far. You're right. And, you know, this is why, as we're talking about James Wood, like you appreciate what he's doing and a guy realizing his potential right off the bat. And in Cruz's case, it just hasn't happened yet. Doesn't mean it won't, of course. He's supremely talented. This wasn't a case of the Nationals like reaching for someone at the number two spot in the draft. A couple of years ago, everybody in the world said he was that good. And most people believed he was worthy of being a number one pick, if not for his LSU teammate, Paul Skeens, who, by the way, he's going to face tonight here in Pittsburgh. The one thing I'll say is he's hitting the ball hard and doesn't have a lot to show for it. So there has been some bad luck there. That first week of the year, he was swinging at everything, striking out a lot. Since then, much more contact, including some hard contact. And for whatever reason, he's hit it, you know, right at the shortstop, right at the center fielder, stuff like that. So when you see that, you do say, okay, give it some time. This should start to turn. The luck should turn in his direction here eventually. Hopefully he has the right attitude about it and doesn't get down on himself. I mean, this is somebody who has succeeded at every level he's ever played.
Right.
I'm not sure he's ever had to go through something quite like this. And to be doing it at the big league level is a whole nother story. So you've seen Davey give him some days off, some mental breaks.
Yeah.
You've seen him bat pretty much at the bottom of the lineup, trying to take all the pressure off of him. He's going to be under the spotlight tonight, assuming he's playing, because he is facing his old buddy Skeens, and I'll be interested to see how that goes. But they're not giving up on him. They're going to give him 600 at-bats no matter what, and it's just up to him to like let those talents and really the work ethic and drive that he has just take over at some point. I think most people agree that it will happen eventually, but it's a reminder that what Wood is doing and what Soto and Harper did back in the day, like, that's not the norm. It does usually take some time, and it doesn't have to happen right away. It doesn't mean that it won't happen if it doesn't happen right away.
Yeah, just I think a lot of fans, they see those guys come in, and they just expected it to happen for Cruz, but you're right. He take a little time, he'll be all right. Well, I look at what he was and what he is now. It's not good, but it's jumped up from where he was.
And he's still a really good defender, too.
Yes, and the most encouraging thing there, he's not taking it into the field with him. He's still making some excellent plays in right field and center field at times as well. That's a good sign. If somebody has the ability to compartmentalize the two parts of the game, that tells you a lot about his maturity and just his work ethic and everything else.
You know, one guy that's having a great start beyond Wood is a catcher, Ruiz. I mean, he's hitting everything. How encouraging has his start been, Zuck?
Hugely encouraging. And honestly, if you took everybody from the team and said, who was it most important to get off to a good start this year, I would have put Ruiz number one on that list. He had an awful 2024. He admitted it. He knew it, both offensively and defensively. He worked really hard this winter on different parts of his game. He lost some weight. He wanted to come in and flip that script and show everyone that, no, actually I am that franchise catcher that you thought you were getting all along, that you actually gave the long-term contract to. And so far, it's everything you could have asked for. It's not just at the plate. Behind the plate has been really good as well, throwing out runners, calling good games. And the consistency at the plate has been excellent. And, I mean, the craziest stat to me, they've played 15 games and he started 14 of them as a catcher.
Wow.
That doesn't happen in the big leagues. Now, they have had some off days, and that's helped a little bit. But it's a combination of how well he's played and the shape he's in and the fact that he really wants to do this, and Davey's going to let him do that for a while until he starts to see some kind of physical deterioration. I haven't looked it up, but I don't think any other catcher has started 14 out of 15 games so far this year. Eventually, you are going to have to give him some days off. I imagine, you know, 4-game series in Pittsburgh, 3 games in Colorado with no off days. We're going to see Riley Adams for a couple of games, I would think, this week. But as long as he's producing, it's kind of hard to take him out of the lineup.
Just those knees, man. Yeah, I feel like baseball kind of eases their way into the season with more off days than normal. This is the Nats' first week where they're playing every day. It'll be interesting. Watching Skeens tonight is going to be electric. I'm glad you mentioned that. I guess we won't know until much later in the season when Pittsburgh comes to town to see Skeens here. But that, I mean, seems like must-see TV. But, Zuck, I got to ask, man. I've tried to go positive, negative, positive, negative. What do you make of this bullpen?
It hasn't been good so far, guys. and I will say that I'm not alone in this regard, that coming into the season, that was my number one concern. I think a lot of people felt that way when you saw the moves they made over the winter or the lack of moves they made. About half of the bullpen was signed like from February 1st on, including bringing Kyle Finnegan back. Finnegan's been the best of them all, really the only truly reliable guy. And you're seeing a few veterans with some track records, Jorge Lopez, Lucas Sims, Colin Poche, not perform up to what they thought they were going to be. And then the younger guys, you're dealing with some injuries. Orlando Ribalta just got hurt. Derek Law was supposed to be a really important part of the bullpen and didn't make it to opening day. And he's still on the IL with just kind of waiting for his arm to get into shape, I guess, is the best way to put it. And we haven't seen him yet. That's been a little bit troubling. There's nothing harder in baseball than having a team that gets good starting pitching, that gets early runs, takes a lead late into a game, and then blows it late because of a bullpen. It's such a difficult thing psychologically to deal with. It hasn't necessarily been they've blown games that they've led, but there have been close games that were there for the taking, and they just have not been able to keep it close, to give their lineup a chance. It's a problem, and I think at some point, if you're Davey Martinez, you do have to wonder. It's one thing to trust guys with track records, but eventually you may have to try some younger arms, see how they perform under the spotlight, and maybe when it's all said and done, those are your top relievers, and it's not the guys making more money with big league experience.
I wouldn't mind seeing less of Sims. That much I know. Really encouraging start for Mackenzie Gore, though. I mean, he has real strikeout stuff.
Yeah, yesterday wasn't as good against the Marlins, but big picture, it's been
overall
encouraging. Yeah, to see that, and again, somebody who you knew had it all, and it was just a matter of putting it all together and staying consistent with it. His opening day start against the Phillies was phenomenally good, and he also pitched well against I think it was the Dodgers in the last homestand. This is a guy who has all the tools and, more importantly, the mindset to want to be the ace of the team. He's always kind of had that drive in him, the desire to be the best. He hasn't backed down from anything. He knows when he's on, he's better than anybody he's facing at the plate. It's just a matter of consistency from start to start. And what he's done well, and a little bit yesterday, not as much, but what he's done well is not let things get out of control. When he starts getting guys on base in the past, you could see it falling apart on him. He stayed much more composed, I think, so far this year, and not turning starts into blow-ups. And what he's been able to do is give them innings as a result and give them a chance to win. Out of everybody in the rotation's been fine so far, but he's the one that really stands out as having elevated his game and really looking like a number one starter.
As Doc Walker would say, he got that dog in him. Mark, we got to run, man.
Appreciate you,
Mark. Thank you for the time, brother. Seriously.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
All right, bro.
Mark Zuckerman, you can watch him on Masson. You can read his stuff on Masson.com. Does a great job covering the Nats. Knows that team inside and out. Coming up at noon, the update I don't think anybody really wants to hear.